Fantastic. How are you?
Thank you for being with us. Good things here in January as we are, getting things wrapped up and rolling. It's three quarters of the way done, obviously, with Christmas break starting off the month, everybody getting back to school and that excitement. But it's all hands on deck moving forward. We started this last week, and we'll continue this week. Those last 7 days between our visits, the weather has been absolutely perfect. How is the construction going? Are you getting caught up on those times maybe you had to slow down a little bit in the fall?
We really, really are. And we've been giving tours to different, some of our donors and employees at the end of the day if they wanted to go around. And it's really taking shape. So as you walk around, you can see the framed out classrooms and students centers and the library and all the different things. So I'm told we're getting close to that 50% mark, and it's really just zooming right along. So if anybody wants to come and take a look, please give us a call, and we'd love to show you what's going on out there.
Well, Chancellor Vaughn, one of the big things that Ivy Tech does every year is the VITA program, and that's to help people with their taxes. The interesting part is it's not Ivy Tech professors per se. It's students involved in this, and that's the great part about all of this.
It really is, and Keith, as you know, we've been doing the VITA program for many, many years, at least 10 years or more. VITA stands for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, and we are gearing up to do that now. And this, it's not just students randomly helping people with their taxes. You wouldn't want me to help you with your taxes. It's students in our accounting program that are learning from, top-notch, our full-time and part-time faculty, Steve Englert, the program chair, Roy Elks, Jim Smith. These are experts in the tax field. Both Steve and Roy worked for the government, and helped
IRS.
IRS. Yep. So, they both have extensive experience.
Well, and the students all have had to take exams in order to be certified to do this.
That's
part
exactly
I like
right.
best is when Steve and Roy talk about the fact that students who, in accounting, I want to be a tax accountant. And when this is all over, they say, taxes may not be my favorite thing. And other students
exactly
who say,
right.
I love doing taxes. This is incredible.
That's exactly right. When you get that hands-on experience, you can really find out if that's really something for you or not. And, if people are interested and need help, please call us.
It's free help.
Yeah, it's free help.
Right.
We do want you to make an appointment, and there's some things that you need to bring. So if you think about it, make the call now. Call us at 332-1559, and we'll make appointments for you. We've got evening appointments, Saturday appointments, and it really helps our lower-income citizens of this community, and it's a great program, helps our students, helps everybody, and it's a win-win.
And I know it's in the six-figure numbers, the millions
right.
Of the returns that they've gotten for the people they've worked with.
That's exactly right.
As a fat guy, this crossing cafe thing.
Hold on, slow down here. Wait.
Well, no, wait a minute. What are you calling me? What?
No, me.
Me.
Yes.
Don't go it alone.
Crossing
I'm right here
Cafe, and I've even had Mike out there for that.
I've been out there before. It's delicious. When are we starting? Let's.
It's awesome. We start back up, rocking and rolling on Wednesday, January 28th at 11:30. You've got to make reservations. I believe I've heard, although I haven't confirmed it, this is French cuisine on the 28th.
Awesome.
So $10. Come on out. Again, here we have our
steal.
Students.
It's an absolute steal.
It's so great.
Stolen
and
in broad
we have
daylight.
Our students in the program that are learning the front end of the house, the back end of the house, the whole experience in the culinary program. So come out. It's a blast. Students are great. Food is, oh, my gosh.
Well, since you're in charge out there, I need a little help from you. Wednesdays are awful for me. Can you get this?
We'll do that.
Can you add an extra day or just move it? Can you stop coughing for 1 minute? Every time I make Keith laugh, he starts coughing uncontrollably. So when you call in next week and nobody answers the phone, we're all dead from Ebola. That's where we're going to be when that happens.
Keith retires, and then he goes and gets the flu.
Well, he starts jet setting, and he comes back with malaria and everything else.
Well, you know what he was doing on his trip? He went to Kansas, is what I heard,
that's
and he
right.
was looking for barbecue sauce.
Well,
you never know what you can find out there. It's amazing.
Ends. We'll take anything you bring back.
We've got another big issue going on with the FAFSA program.
Right.
Every year we get involved with that as a station on helping people get ready for the College Goal Day and all those other things. So go ahead and tie that all together.
sure. You know, FAFSAs are the free application for federal student aid, and you have to file it in for the next academic year if you're looking for your Pell Grants or even a loan or any state aid. And so we're really kicking off our campaign to have students fill out that FAFSA. You know, if you're a senior in high school right now, you've got to fill that out. If you're going anywhere in the country, here at IU or Ivy Tech, if you're going anywhere, you've got to fill that FAFSA out. And the priority deadline for the state of Indiana is March 10. So you got to back that up, and you've got to get your taxes done before that.
Right.
So you have all that data with you, and then you need to file that FAFSA by March 10. And, you know, it's even easier to say do it by March 1st. We have it done. And we're going to be, you know, really kicking that off on campus, encouraging our students to complete that FAFSA so they can get it in, and so that they don't leave money on the table.
Right.
Because if you file it on March 11th, you're going to lose your state aid. You're not going to get it. So get it filed, and we're here to help.
Even if you think you're on the line, maybe, maybe not, just file it, right?
Exactly. File it, file it, file it.
Well, and the other part of it is, are we hosting the group that anybody comes out on a Sunday and gets
yes.
the help?
Yes, we are. And I think Pat McCafferty,
right.
our director of financial aid, is going to come out and talk to be on the show with you.
Right.
We're doing that again. It's in February. It's a statewide initiative. I do not have that date on the top of my head, but it is in February.
But it's a
everybody's
point where
on.
Parents and the kids can come
right.
and find out what they need to know from the experts.
Right, and file right there. Like
right.
we have our computer labs available, and we have people walking around making sure they have their answers. It's questions that they might have, and it's just it's a blast, and we all run around and help people, and it's a lot of fun.
Our guest this morning is Ivy Tech Chancellor Jenny Vaughn. She checks in with us every Thursday morning.
Jenny, we're a couple of weeks into the new semester, 2 weeks into the first 8 weeks classes. How are things going so far?
Oh my gosh, it's just everything's in full swing. It's just humming. I was walking around yesterday. There's lots of activity in our Hoosier Times Student Commons. We had a resource fair for students, you know, some different resources that they might need outside of the classroom so they could check in on those areas. And, you know, I'm walking through Blooming Foods, and there's people everywhere, and it's just awesome. You know, things are in good full swing, and we're rocking and rolling there at Ivy Tech. And our second 8-week classes start in March, so you can still come in today, and we'll help you get enrolled in those classes.
All right, now I'm going to give you the answer. You've got to figure out the question. You ready?
Uh-oh. Okay, I'm ready.
$63,000.
$63,000.
Think scholarships.
Let's see. What is how much money the Ivy Tech Foundation Office is awarding to our students?
Ding, 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 ding,
spring.
Ding, ding, ding. You got
it. All right.
It.
I see. I can do that. I can
yeah.
do that.
And the neat part about that is you have a line in the release that talks about the amounts anywhere from $100 to $1,500. Now, I got to
right.
tell you, I've been both places. I've been to IU and I've been to Ivy Tech. $100 at Ivy Tech will go a very long way. $1,500 at Ivy Tech is like you've won the Super Bowl.
That's right.
So, you know, you don't poo-poo any amount in scholarship aid when you're at something, but $63,000 in a community college is amazing.
That's right. It's there to help, you know, help offset the cost of tuition, textbooks, even putting gas in the car. So, you know, our scholarship program is very important to us, and we appreciate all those in our community that have given to our various scholarships. And, you know, our students really, really reap the rewards of those benefits. So thank you very much for that.
Jenny, someone sitting out there right now listening, you know, do I have to be a millionaire to give a scholarship?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, there's many people, even staff, people in our community that might give $50, you know, to help a student to possibly, you know, offset the cost, as I've said, for a textbook, or, you know,
okay.
$25, $500, you know, whatever it is that you can give, anything can help a student continue in succeeding in classes.
Real quick, wrap it up with the campaign.
Real quick, I wanted to make a couple announcements. You might have read we received a $50,000 grant from the Duke Energy Foundation. Our friend Bruce Calloway, as many people know, was very instrumental in making that happen, and I appreciate our friendship with Bruce and that grant, of course. And then yesterday, we had a great opportunity. IU Credit Union was on our campus. We had Brian Price and Julie Ragsdale from the Credit Union. And then our friend Doris Sims from the city, she's on the board there at IU Credit Union, and we were awarded $25,000 toward our capital campaign. The IU Credit Union has been a supporter of our campus for over 27 years in total. When we we're looking back at our records, and that $25,000 is going to be a huge help. And we are naming our Student Success Center after the IU Credit Union, so we'll be called the IU Credit Union Student Success Center. So thank you to if anybody's out there, give a shout to all those people: Bruce, Brian, Doris, and Julie. So thank you.
And we thank you for your time, Chancellor, and we'll get caught up with you next Thursday, the final Thursday of January, and see, hopefully, you'll have that building done by then, correct?
Yeah, maybe it'll be done. I'll go get to work on that.
Put a tarp over it. You'll be fine.
All right.
Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later, guys.